Kyle's harsh whisper fills the car. I'll be there in 10 minutes. A disapproving hum follows. But the show starts in 5. Don't worry, I'll make it before Nico takes the stage. Not sure how that's possible when he's in the opening act. Mierda. I had no clue. The program schedule got switched at last minute after a few kids came down with a bug. I texted you this morning about it. He doesn't bother hiding his annoyance. My hands clutched the smooth leather wheel. The meeting in Lake Aurora took a lot longer than expected. Of course it did. Things should slow down soon. Sure they will. His rough tone only fuels my irritation. Before his wife filed for divorce 2 years ago, people called Rafael the easygoing Lopez cousin, with him constantly going out of his way to put a smile on everyone's face. Rafael's deep sigh cuts through the silence. It's fine. Nico will understand. My godson might be a mature 8-year-old kid, but he isn't that mature. And after everything he has been through with his parents' divorce, I refuse to add myself to his growing list of family disappointments. Your mom saved you a seat in the back of the auditorium in case you make it. Rafa, I'll be... He hangs up before hearing the rest of my sentence. Pendejo. Rafa and I have been butting heads more often than not lately, mostly due to his attitude and my busy schedule running my late father's construction company. While I try my hardest to balance my personal life and Lopez luxury expanding beyond my father's wildest dreams, I keep falling short. I scan the narrow space beside the road. The incline is muddy but still drivable for the handful of seconds I need to pass the car in front of me. Stop overthinking and do it. The rosary my mother hung from my rearview mirror spins as I turn my wheel toward the shoulder and slam my foot against the gas pedal. The engine revs as it switches gears and my tires squeal. My heart lodges itself in my throat as the other vehicle veers to the right and blocks my clear path. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Time seems to speed up as our two cars collide. My headlight shatters and metal crunches as the front of my car smashes into the rear bumper of the other. I'm propelled forward, only to be shoved in the opposite direction as my seatbelt locks in place. Thankfully, the airbags don't deploy, although my relief is short-lived as whatever spark of hope I had of making it to Nico's show fizzles out, leaving me with nothing but a desire to yell at the reckless driver. Take 5. The memory of my dad's voice pulls at the invisible strings wrapped around my heart until the tightness seems unbearable. I can picture him clearly as he helped me calm down from another night terror, one deep breath at a time. I never thought I would be using the same strategy 25 years later, but here I am, with my eyes screwed shut as I force myself to count my breaths until the chest pain lessens and I'm no longer vibrating with rage. I'm hit with an early October breeze as I walk toward the other car. The driver is hunched over the wheel, her dark shoulder-length hair obstructing my view of her face. I reach out to tap on the window, but a high-pitched shriek coming out of the car's speakers stops me.
Don't worry, I'm on my way.
The call cuts out after 2 beeps. The woman's panicked breathing becomes more obvious with each rapid rise and fall of her back. Hey, I knock my fist against the window when she doesn't acknowledge me. Are you okay? She lifts a trembling finger to the glass while keeping her head down.
1 second.
My stomach muscles clench. Do you need an ambulance?
No, I'm fine.
Her head snaps in my direction. Vete a la chingada.
Julian?
My name leaves Dalia Munoz's parted pink lips in a hoarse whisper. It's been years since I heard Dalia say my name in that soft voice of hers, and it hits harder than a sledgehammer to the chest. The last time I saw her was at Nico's baptism 8 years ago, when we became his godparents. We both put on a happy face for our families, but the tension and awkward silence between us nearly choked me, especially since we hadn't spoken since my dad's funeral 1.5 years prior. She stayed at Stanford all year round, including the summer break, while I kept my distance because I was a coward. A coward who was blindsided when she showed up with Oliver, my ex-roommate, and her.